This is Dial a Saint, introducing St. Peter Claver. While the name of Mother Teresa of Calcutta recalls to some the image of a woman caring for the bodies and souls of the poor, dying, and unwanted in the streets of Calcutta, the name Peter Claver recalls to others the person who called himself the slave of the slaves. Peter Claver was born in Spain in 1581. He was an excellent student and graduated with distinction from the University of Barcelona. He was attracted by the life of St. Ignatius of Loyola and applied for admission into the Society of Jesus, which Ignatius founded. He was accepted into the order at the age of 20 and was sent for his first studies to a college in Mallorca. One of his new friends was a saintly Alphonsus Rodriguez, who served as doorkeeper at the college. This lay brother saw the potential spiritual greatness in young Peter Claver and planted in him the desire to become a missionary in the New World, helping those who were in the greatest need. Peter later recalled how his holy friend even foretold the exact place where he would conduct his missionary work. Peter's mind was made up. He would become a missionary in the New World. After completing his studies in 1615, he was ordained a priest in the port town of Cartagena on the coast of present-day Colombia. Cartagena was a central distribution point for the slave trade since the 16th century. The European demand for gold and silver from the new mines in the Americas increased the need for cheap labor. The native Indians were in time actually protected by Spanish law from this work, which gave them no future but death. To fill the need, some unscrupulous businessmen obtained slaves from West Africa through barter or by paying 4 crowns each and then shipping them like animals to a port like Cartagena, where those who were still alive were sold for about 200 crowns each. This unfortunate business was tolerated by some of the most powerful countries of Europe, whose rulers received either a share in the profits or benefited from the results of the slaves' labors. The slaves were chained together and crowded like animals into the cargo holds below deck. There were no sanitary conditions, and because of the terrible living condition and food, during the 6 or 7 week voyage, it was calculated that at least 1 out of 3 persons died. It was estimated that more than 10,000 living slaves were delivered to Cartagena each year. While the popes and lesser public officials condemned slave trading as a great crime and supreme villainy, the most cooperation the slave owners would give was to have their slaves baptized. Since there was no religious instruction or attempt to ease their physical sufferings, many slaves looked on forced baptism as a symbol of oppression. The missionaries who had come to help the slaves had little money at their disposal and few sympathetic followers. They were constantly hampered and discouraged by the owners and sometimes by the slaves themselves. Their only recourse was to minister individually to the bodily and spiritual needs of those who would receive them. Peter's assignment in Cartagena was to relieve Father Alfonso de Sandoval, a Jesuit missionary who had spent 40 years serving the slaves. The conditions were such that even this holy and dedicated man, upon hearing that a ship bearing human cargo had come into port, would become pale and break into a sweat as he recalled the sights, smells, suffering, and attitudes of those to whom he would minister. Although Peter was at first shy and lacking self-confidence, he began his work with enthusiasm, method, and organization. He realized that his opportunity to help the slaves was to speak to them first with his hands before he could speak to them with his lips. He enlisted the aid of an interpreter who knew several of the African dialects. Later, 6 other interpreters joined Peter's group, which attempted to reach the slaves in the ships and holding pens before they were to be sold. They brought medicines and food, bread, brandy, lemons, and tobacco to help alleviate the slaves' physical sufferings. His interpreters helped prepare the slaves for baptism by using pictures and tried to instill in them some degree of self-respect since as redeemed human beings, they each possess dignity and worth, even if they were physically treated as outcasts and hated. It is said that during the 40 years that Peter worked in Cartagena, he instructed and baptized more than 300,000 slaves, and then continued their instructions so that he heard more than 5,000 confessions in 1 year. Peter tried to reach the slave owners and pleaded that they concern themselves not only for the physical and spiritual justice of their slaves, but for the welfare of their own souls. Spain actually passed laws defending certain rights of slaves, while England had none until much later. Each spring, Peter toured the plantations near Cartagena to check on the conditions of the slaves and to give them instruction and the sacraments. But some slave owners did not receive him well because he insisted upon staying with the slaves. They even complained that the slaves' time was wasted by Peter's preaching, praying, and hymn singing. Some of the religious superiors heard of the complaining and cautioned him against acting with too much zeal. At these times, it is reported that he asked himself, "What sort of man must I be that I cannot do a little good without causing so much confusion?" When not ministering to the slaves, he would spend his day preaching in the town square where the four principal streets met. He would invite all citizens, slave traders, and visiting sailors to stop and listen. He paid weekly visits to the two hospitals, and through his gifts of miracles, prophecy, and reading of hearts, he converted many to the Catholic faith. His confessional was available to all repentant sinners, where sometimes he spent 15 hours at a stretch. In 1650, Peter traveled along the coast to preach, but he became sick and returned to Cartagena. He did not die, but he was so weakened that he could hardly move and was confined to his room for the next 4 years. An additional cross was given to him when he was placed under the care of a young, insensitive servant who neglected him and sometimes left him for days with little attention. In 1654, a new priest was sent from Spain with a commission to work among the slaves. Peter was overjoyed and predicted accurately that he would die 2 days later. Upon his death, his friends and even his enemies again remembered this saintly man and all the good that he had done. The civil authorities, the churchmen, and the slaves all honored him as a saint. Peter Claver was declared to be a saint in heaven in 1888. Love for God should be the motive for all our actions. With love to sustain us, the size of the task, its popularity, or the opinion of others should have little effect upon us and our efforts.
Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.